Theron nodded and scooped his backpack off the floor, tossing it up and through the hole in the ceiling. Then he jumped up, his fingers wrapping around the lip as he pulled himself up and into the fourth floor office above them, grunting with the effort and the burst of pain that flared up in his injured shoulder. The minister's office was larger than the one he was now standing in. After slinging his backpack over his good shoulder, he had to go out to the hall and into the office next door before he was standing above the communications room. He pulled out the igniter rod and the tube of plasma gel, using the last of it to melt a hole in the ceiling as he heard the sound of blaster fire rising up from the floor below. Knowing Nosterol wouldn't be able to keep the Imperial reinforcements at bay for long, he dropped down into the communications room. The black cipher was sitting on the communications console in the center of the room. Extracting the core without triggering the self-destruct sequence was a delicate process. One wrong move, and the entire mission became nothing but a waste of time and resources. Fortunately, Theron had practiced the procedure hundreds of times on the damaged ciphers the Republic had recovered. When he started, it had taken him almost 10 minutes, but with each attempt, he got faster and faster, cutting his time to under a minute.
"No need to try for a personal record,"
he reminded himself as his nimble fingers worked their magic. 90 seconds later, the prize was his. He wrapped it in a protective layer of microweave fabric and pulled out a hard-sided protective case from his backpack. He opened it up and removed the damaged core, slapping it into the cipher. Then he placed the working core into the protective case, snapped it shut, and stuffed it in his backpack.
"It's time to go,"
Nosterol's voice came from above him. Looking up, he saw the Jedi peering down at him through the hole in the communications room ceiling. Theron jumped up and grabbed Nosterol's offered hand, allowing the Jedi to help haul him up so he didn't have to put any further strain on his aching shoulder. The wounded joint had gone from sore to outright painful, but Theron pushed all thoughts of it aside.
"What happened to the reinforcements?"
"I was unable to keep them from advancing into the room. Once they were in close quarters, I had no choice but to use my lightsaber."
"It's okay," Theron told him. "The blast will cover up the evidence. The timer's ticking. We need to get clear."
"How much time do we have?"
Theron checked his chronometer.
60 seconds. "Run!"
Theron led the way, his mind tracing the optimal escape route from his memory of the ODCC's architectural diagrams. It took them 10 seconds to reach the fourth floor stairwell and use the badge retinal scan combo to open the door. 10 more to head up 2 flights to the 6th floor and over to the emergency roof access. 10 more to race to the far side of the roof.